Reroot, rebuild, and rise. Sometimes I just have to remind myself to take a breath each day that I rise. I mean, deep breathing is just so important. And I feel like when we feel triggered and when we feel overwhelming amounts of anxiety, societal pressures, trauma, pain, or all these emotions that can inflict us in different ways at different times, we just got to remind ourselves to breathe, to take a deep breath, and to pause in the present moment. And that's what I've been doing, and that's what's really helped me a lot. And I just wanted to add this to the series, that just reminding ourselves to breathe just helps us tremendously. It helps with healing, it helps with clarity, it helps with strength, it helps with balancing your mood, it helps with everything. So I just want to encourage someone that if they feel that they're feeling anxious right now, or they're feeling depressed, stressed, worried, fearful, if you're feeling, you know, low, like your lower self, you're feeling lower energies, just breathe, meditate, breathe, and take the time to figure out what it is that has allowed you to feel the way you feel. And that's what I did today. I noticed I was feeling a certain feeling and I couldn't figure out why. And all I did was pause. I just paused. I just sat there. I breathed and I closed my eyes and I allowed myself to feel the moment. And in those moments, I was reminded why I felt the way I felt. And that reflection was so important for me, because I feel like a lot of us just live to exist with our feelings. So some of us may feel the feelings that we don't want to feel, but then we just exist with it. We're like, okay, well, I just always feel like this, so I'm just gonna deal with it, you know? And then you just go to work, you hang out with your friends, you carry on with your life, but those feelings are unresolved because you never sat with it and tried to dissect those feelings and understand where the root was coming from. What is the root of those feelings? Right? And taking the time to reroot that same energy of those feelings once you've identified where they came from. So being still, taking the moment to just breathe is so important. It is so important to growth and into healing, because this is showing ourselves, our body, our mind, our emotions, that we are giving ourselves time. We are showing ourselves, okay, I'm understanding how you're reacting, and I want to try to work with you. I want to try to understand you. I want to try to help you grow. This is how we should be thinking of ourselves and literally talking to ourselves. So I say all that to say that that's kind of what helped me today. And I know it could be painful and awkward and weird to dissect our emotions. You know, it's very easy to deflect them and ignore them, right? A lot of people deflect how they feel with, you know, partying, drugs, drinking, you know, sex, whatever it is, right? A lot of people deflect healing and figuring out who they are because it's just painful sometimes. Sometimes it is really painful, because a lot of who we are stems from our childhood, and it is, you know, adulthood as well, but part of it is childhood, our upbringing. You know, and then identifying and understanding that, okay, how we were raised doesn't have to be who we become. So this healing and growth is just, it's a real journey. And this is why, like, I think it's just so important to speak about this stuff, speak about our triggers, our emotions, how we heal, how we grow, how we battle things from day to day, you know, because not only is it helping ourselves when we release these feelings and emotions, we help others as well. And to me, I feel like that's a part of the healing journey. It's not just about helping ourselves, but about helping other people. And sometimes we help other people when we're only trying to help ourselves. And that's the beauty of it. That is the beauty of it. And that's the journey that I'm on. So with that being said, I love all of you guys that are listening. I love everyone who tunes in. You all are a part of this collective journey. You are all a part of rebuild, reroute, and rise. And together, collectively, we will all rebuild, reroute, and rise together.